Welcome back to another edition of Crash. Are you ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry. And today, as usual, we have with us our very special guest, Linda Runyon. Linda brings to us every Monday her extensive hands-on experience in urban, now lately, and previously rural survival. And she brings us, in particular, her knowledge of edible wild plants. Linda, welcome back.
Good morning, George. Yeah.
And that is an important point because this is real survival. This is, as I mentioned, urban because Linda has abandoned the rural life that she led for decades. But that's the incredible thing about what we're bringing to you every Monday is that this is teaching both survival in rural environments and in urban environments. We have food all around us. Linda.
Yeah, because I never abandoned, seriously, I'm in an apartment. I'm in comfort. I have like.
Well, no, I mean,
now.
You're still going out, but you're not living all the time out.
Yeah, my whole world is, looking down at my feet, unfortunately. I mean, seriously, and, I'm elderly now, so, I mean, it's different. And yet, if I lived in the Adirondacks now, I often question, and often actually talk to the former husband that I had this experience with. He's still in the log cabin, and I chose to come out in 1986 for the new listeners, and took care of my parents out in Arizona for 13 years, and learned all the desert survival, and it's all the same thing to me. In other words, when I myself are in a situation, the first thing unfortunately I think of is food, and in thinking of food, the first thing that I think of, okay, what do I see? And that's what I'm trying to impart to the folks, that no matter where you live and how you live and whatever, because you have it all. You just about have everything around you. And every time I turn on the television, this morning I turned on, it's a whole mess of recalls and worrying about this and worrying about that. And I'm not trying to change people to eating totally out of their backyard or anything like that. I am really trying to supplement and supplement what you already do. And this week, George, I had more fun taking wild food. We're going to have several programs about it. Taking wild food and instigating it into a electrical, one of those high speed, and I won't say which one, it's a glorified blender type thing, I've used food processors since I got out of the woods. I've used all sorts of things. And now I'm trying the fresh vegetables, organic, and throwing in the wild food as it comes up, as the snow goes. And I'm going to have some exciting news coming up here. Okay, now, I want to get right on with the program today, or we'll have two programs on this. It's so extensive. Although I remember thinking I wrapped it up back in 2007 in one show. And then I thought back in 2008 and 9 I had done it too. But you know what? I didn't. And the more.
Well, if we need two shows for the topic, time is. Covering everything thoroughly is the most important thing. Time is secondary because, again, these programs are unique. This is information, the most extensive series of interviews on wild food survival on the planet. And, again, the information is from experience, and that's, I underline that word. Linda has lived it.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. You're amazing to me. You say all the right things to me to bring me down to what I need to say. Today's on roses. Everybody knows roses, but not the way we're going to talk about it today. It'll become a whole new world to you. To me, it's not a wild food, but it is a wild food. I spent probably couple minutes going on ofthefield.com, my own website, and going on the radio shows of ours, George, and on the front page where you search, click on search, on the Foragers Forum. So go on ofthefield.com, click on, when you get on the Foragers Forum, upper right, search, and you will have a rundown of everything on this website. It'll take you 2 hours to peruse it. I mean, most people figure they don't do it in anything less than that. Okay, so hit on radio, and it's all free information for you, all free. Hit on radio, and you will see George's radio shows all the way back to 2007. I think there's 100 and, I don't know, 40, something like that. I haven't counted them recently. And go on June 28th, 2000 and, no, wait a minute, May 6th, I'm sorry. Go on May 6th, 2009, and it'll all be on edible flowers and roses. Because I'm not going to say the same information, as I said on that. It's going to be different. Go on June 28th. It will be on roses, the subject, and on my website, it'll show you the subject and the date, and you can very easily click on that radio show of George's. So May 6th, 2009, and June 28th, 2010. And the information on those shows will be different and add to what you're going to hear today. And this is the way I'm going to do it from now on, George, to give them more information than I can get out in 1 hour. Okay, I talk about, in those other shows, the day I came across probably a quarter mile of rose hips. I will never forget as long as I live. And I'll bring you up to date because I actually had the same kind of experience right here in an apartment area. The experience was I wanted to have rosettes. I wanted to have, in the middle of winter, the feeling of chewing rosettes. To me, while food is there, even in the middle of the winter, we have many shows on how to dig it and the freezing permafrost, these shows will show you everything, okay? So back then, I'm going along from the cabin, and I knew to hug the wood's edge where they mowed this tiny town that I lived near, and they mowed down to the woods, which was a godsend because they made a field out of the mowing area. And the woods itself remained the woods. Nobody did anything in the miles and miles and miles and miles of the woods. But the bramble roses grew like mad on the edges.
And all right, let's continue right after the break. This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at gussetclothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda.
This, large area of wild roses, and I'm talking about when I was back in the homestead, and I literally collected, George, bags and bags and bags of both the petals and rose hips. Now, I had my trusty little knife with me, and I just pluck off the ends of the rose hips and the petals themselves. Now, this I've sort of mixed up being elderly here, the stories, because this would be in the spring or summer. What I did was harvest that over and over every which way. First time I found that place, first time I found it, I went for the old wrinkled frozen rose hips, because that's what was on the bush. I'm sorry. And, taking them home, our Adirondack winters that we had, and I'll always have a piece of me up there, for sure. These winters are, to me, they came on you sudden, and what they did was freeze things on the spot. And they got deeper and deeper into the ground, made the permafrost more and more for roots, and quicker. Here in, the bottom part of New Jersey where I am now, the winters don't hit as quick. You'll have a real cold day, the freezing, and then you'll have a warmer day. So, I wouldn't trust as much eating frozen foods here as I did back in the Adirondacks where it froze quicker. Let me make that clear. So I did bring home the rose hips and utilize them all winter long for teas. Anyway, they easily show if they rot, if they're rotten, because when you defrost them, when you defrost anything that's frozen, it will look awful once it's, you know, room temperature. So you can hand pick, like frozen blueberries, frozen raspberries, frozen apples, and frozen. I mean, we lived like this and ate almost 100% wild food. So, you know, we were sort of a little hungry most of the time. And I wouldn't think anything of eating a raspberry area or a blackberry area that was frozen solid and I'm standing on 4 feet of snow. If I could find it, I would eat what's frozen onto the bush. Okay. Now, let me get back to how it is today for us. After collecting bag and bags of petals, or not petals, hips, I would bring them on home and I would utilize them for tea. The same kind of feeling happened to me. It was just absolutely amazing to be shown to me the way it was. I mean, this is just how I believe, okay? There is an area around me where landscape planting ended up with a row of 60, 80 or more wild rose bushes. And it's a new kind of hybrid that you can plant today, where it's half wild and half cultivated. And they've done this on purpose to have that bush totally maintenance-free. There's nothing done. There's no cutting back. There's no fertilizing. There's no, I mean, just water. That's it. And I found it extremely wonderful to be able to find a landscaped area that was not sprayed and was able to harvest the same way and did the same thing. Last summer and the summer before, as I did in the homestead. Okay, now, that bush, that rose bush, is edible top to bottom. You can store it with petals, and we'll give some recipes later. Our newsletters will show you recipes, so sign up for them. Of course, there's recipes in my book, The Essential Wild Food Survival Guide. And you can go online and buy anything separately. You can also get them as what I call the wild food learning group, and it's a wild food knowledge pack, it's named, and it's the book and the cards and the DVD, because that information all balances itself out as you use it, and it can become, you know, something that your family can feel very much at ease with having a lot of food around you. It will identify the most common in every state. It will identify it in a way that I hope will help your family to get over a lot of the fears that we have now, and you'll be able to supplement vegetables and all sorts of things. Now, let's get back to roses. You can eat the petals. You can eat the hips. You can eat the stems. I mean, we made popsicle sticks out of the rose petal stems, and the kids were, you know, invited to chew the bark off of it, which they did voraciously. And young rose stems, this is the kind of thing I'm going to put in this blender, glorified, because they will be blended up just like, you know, putting a tangerine in and having the entire thing blend to liquid. So I'm going to do that with the rose stems, and I will be doing it with the petals, and, of course, I'll be doing it with the hips. Now, also, the roots are edible, and, of course, I'm not going to dig up any rose bushes that I have to eat the roots, but in a survival situation, if you had one of those bramble bush frontages around you, and everybody back here in Jersey, I'm sure, knows what I'm talking about. There's just yards and yards and yards and yards. It's like kudzu down south. We have wild roses here, like just like people have the kudzu down south. And, George, you have Malva, the same way. It jumps right out at you. You have so much of it that it becomes a survival, quote, food for you. You know you have it. And you know you have all you could possibly eat and put up and store if you wish to. Okay, you can look up on the old radio shows, Malva, you can look up, I mean, it will print it all out for you so that you have it and you can listen to it. Now, the roots I would use if I needed to, like a carrot or a parsnip. And I have done it, of course, but didn't go pulling up any of the bushes. Just did it a couple years in a row. And would dig up a few. And so we had this kind of thing in a green stew. What I would do is take the root and the toothbrush, which I, well, oh, gosh, they're so valuable, your old toothbrushes. Please keep them because they scrub in little crevices and stuff. They're so easy to have on your sink, and they're so easy to take a root and scrub. Okay, so keep them. Don't throw out old toothbrushes, really, because they'll be very, very handy, especially for roots. And I would scrub it like a carrot. And then I would take a potato peeler and or your knife, and you would scrape it down because the center is going to be a pith. It's going to be a woody-like wood pith in the middle. So those roots scraped down are highly nutritious.
All right, we'll be back right after the break with Linda. This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to francisinsights.com. That's Francis with an E, insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory, so how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FRANCESINSIGHTS.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda.
Okay, George, I want to continue along what I was just saying, but first of all, you have so many different types of roses. I can just hear people going, well, I wonder if I have the right one or if I have whatever. All roses are edible. All roses are edible. There are so many varieties of roses that it's best to experiment with whatever you have in your yard or whatever. Now, if you're growing them and you're taking care of them yourself, then they're safe if you're not spraying the heck out of them, right? But, I mean, wild roses, which are so accessible all the way down the line, down south, I mean, I would find them all the way down, probably till I got out to you, George, where it's hard to find on the desert. You can't find wild roses on the desert. But you sure can cultivate them like mad out there. And the types are, it's a moot point. I mean, we experimented with every type we could find. I work for all different centers over there in Phoenix. And the rose classes were more fun for people because, you know, we experimented, tried to find out which was the sweetest and whatever. So, sweet briars, the leaves make the best teas, absolutely the best teas, sweet briar roses. You'd have to identify this on, use your internet, you know, to identify whatever, or use my essential wild food survival guide. And if you're not online, all you have to do to reach me and ask me questions, written questions, is just call the toll-free number. 1-888-5183. Okay, just go ahead and call 1-888-5183, and the people behind the counters and whatever, they'll give you the post office box. Okay, and you can reach me. Pasture roses, of course, around pastures. Somehow they like a little bit more cultivated soil, which, of course, horses produce and cattle produce. Bramble roses are the ones, the species that I'm more familiar with because they're the wildest. They're just found, like, everywhere I have ever been. So they have a red-orange hip to them. The hip part, if all the petals fall off, what is left is that little round bulb. That little round thing is a hip. We call it the hip. And that's the rose hip that makes your teas that you buy in your health food shops the highest in nutrition and your fiber and vitamin C. The hip is the very highest, but don't negate that the petals are not. They're extremely high in fiber and vitamin C for you, and more fun for your mind to peel back. And my other shows will get, you know, that you can look up back in, you know, on the fiches will give you more information on that. I end up doing just the rose water and the rose syrup. And the reason why I make these two things, and I'm going to tell you how to make them in a second. The reason why I make these two things is that you can use them in all sorts of recipes. Everything from frosting on a cake, you just use cream cheese, and I'm bringing it to our lives now. Cream cheese, rose water, rose syrup added to it makes it a darker red. The syrup can be added to everything imaginable. To make rose vinegar, I just push in the petals into a vinegar container, add vinegar to the top, shake it every few days, and take the petals out in a couple weeks. Don't get so finite on it that you, I mean, you can follow the recipes in the book and such, but experiment on your own. When it looks red and looks good, it's time to take the petals out. I mean, that's really, to me, the only way that anyone's going to actually do it over a long period of time. To do it for fun is one thing. But in the homestead, we just added petals to water until the water looked pink. And the pinker it got, the darker red it got, the more I felt I was getting rose water. And I was getting rose tea. And that could be added to all sorts of recipes. And the petals themselves can be added to sandwiches. And I loved to entertain back then. And now, of course, this would be very, very simple to do with everything. I would just go get a few petals, and I would get some cream cheese. And you can use bread, but you can also use angel food cake and slice it thin. Or pancake and slice it thin and make little squares and put a few petals and put them on the cream cheese in different layers, and it's startling. And the rose petal butter in my refrigerator right now is easily made. The book, The Essential Wild Food Survival Guide, will give you the way to make these recipes. So I won't take up your time with that this morning. I want to go on to the uses of that rose bush. And if you prune your rose bushes, which you do if they're in your backyard, I mean, I do. I love miniature roses. I've been using miniature roses on my recipes since I came out of the woods. I've been using them for everything from greeting cards to whatever. And that big long line of rose landscaping roses, wild roses, it's been so easy to pick a lot of petals. I've even been teaching rose petal bead classes, how to make rose petal beads. So if you want to know how to do something like that, go ahead and, I mean, I'll send you rough directions. But you can go online, if you're online, and look up rose petal beads, and you'll find all sorts of organizations that do this now. And, oh, my goodness, roses are just, it's a real wild food. It's a natural wild food. And in the center of our Essential Wild Food Field Guide, we'll give you the USDA printout of how much is in them. We'll give you an entire chapter, how to do all these things. The history of roses goes back to further than Aztecs. The history goes back so far that the Egyptians, of course, revered the rose as well as all the way back into history. I'm looking it up now. I forgot just exactly what I put on here. I know that in the field guide here, we've quoted all the different naturalized, it was naturalized native to Asia, brought to the United States. The symbol of love and beauty in ancient mythology. Of course, in the Middle Ages, it was the symbol. Of course, we know all this. And the War of the Roses, etc. But the interesting thing I printed here was Native Americans used all parts of the plant, Europe and Asia, And we've forgotten that it is actually a food, except for the rose hips that you can buy. And it's the fruit of the rose is what it is. And back years ago, I used to do dinners, which some of the apprentices working with Wild Food Now do to phenomenal success. And they are absolutely brought up to date in the most beautiful ways. And on our website, we'll give you information on all that. And anyway, ofthefield.com is where you go to find out all the newest, maybe where the dinners are, that type of thing. And interesting enough, a wild food dinner with roses could be all-encompassing. I mean, seriously, you can add the petals to bread, you can add the petals to casseroles in such a way. You can make spring rolls, Chinese food. You can roll them in a spring roll.
All right, we'll be back with Linda right after the break. This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda.
Just remember, George, when we were in the break about doing a presentation one time in, New York City Open Center, years and years ago. And this kind of thing, I mean, there's been so many lectures over the years and such that I'm no longer doing them. I'm doing what I see that's more important for me right now, and that's to get out any information whatsoever. So we're doing it. And I'm finding it very, very valuable to remember some of these things during this show. I just remembered that. And what I had done was take layers of different color roses and freeze it. I took yellow roses, of course, and red roses and purple roses and, you know, whatever different shades that I could find. And very carefully, I took these roses and put them in a square, it wasn't a square container. It was a sort of a roundish bowl. And the first layer was like an inch and a half high. In our field guide, we tell you how to do this, okay? Inch and a half high. And then another inch of yellow and red and so on till the entire bowl was the most colorful rainbow you've ever seen, and it was all rose petals. And I put the lid on and put it in the freezer and froze it. All these different lectures that I did over the years, I would take coolers and have all sorts of things in. And I remember the NBC studios out there, a home show, something similar. Rose petal ice cubes, always. I took them with me if I could. Anyway, I don't want to give you a resume of all the lectures and stuff that I've done. But the Wild Food Company came up with this. We came up, as I see it, we came up with this layering. And when you do that and you put it in a punch bowl, think about the design of the bowl that you're going to use and think about the design of your punch bowl. And when you put this in there, we would put hot water, friends of mine, and they would dip it just once or twice and it would slide out. Not too much, okay? Put it in that punch bowl and add your liquid the last minute when the people are looking. And it's amazing how each layer eventually during your presentation or party or whatever will slough down. And all these petals are edible. And, of course, we ate the punch, you know, ate the petals in the punch as the time went on. And what a beautiful sight it was. So I was just remembering that because all the countries in the world do this kind of stuff. And with wild food, of course, the Chinese and Japanese are probably the very first ones to decorate, especially the Japanese, to decorate with roses in such fashions like this. So I was just remembering that. Okay, now I'm also remembered, and I jotted it down, about my granddaughter when she and my grandson were only probably 3 years old, maybe 4 and 2, I guess they were. And I remember equipping them with butter knives. And this is important. They're not sharp. And the butter knife and the rose petal stems, the rose stems, have these little barbs on them. And on a plate, you put one stem, like 6 inches of it, and give them a butter knife and ask them to take off very carefully the barb. Well, those children's fingers, I remember looking at them, and I remember saying, oh, my goodness gracious, kids are quite different than I was. I plunged ahead and, you know, would have grabbed the stem and gotten bit, but that's all lessons, too. But these children took those stems, and they reversed them, like put the stem straight down and took the butter knife and went blink, 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 and took off those barbs. It was a sight for me to see that and go, oh, my gosh, isn't that, I got to write about that someday. Well, here I am talking about it, and they're in their 20s. But they took the little barbs off, and one of them, the older girl, my granddaughter, she said, we could mash them, she said, and make food out of them. And the little boy, he wanted to decorate with them. He wanted to paste them on things. And I thought how you could take one rose and how you could follow through in a million directions, teaching your children that this is an edible survival food, which is a very, very interesting thing. You could, in fact, teach in many, many different ways. And I don't even know where to begin on a radio show to tell you that you can do that with all the wild foods, actually. But to take a rose that is in probably your backyard or close to it and do this might be a very interesting thing for children to know. And then we made popsicles out of the rose water, which we had simmered on the stove and cooled down. And we made popsicles, and later on that next day, they had them and knew that they could eat the petals and that they could take the barbs off the stems. They could eat the stems after they ate the popsicle. And the lesson was well learned. So it was just something to pass on. And, George, with the different types of roses and the different, color hips, don't be confused, because the people get confused because they go, oh, my little rose hip is red, or mine is orange, or mine is yellow, or mine is still green. Each thing on a rose bush goes to maturity a little bit differently. And so you don't have to get very finite there. That bulb that's left when the petals fall off is the rose hip. So you can use it any way you want. You can dry it. You can eat it raw. We used to just sit in a patch of roses as homesteaders, and we would just eat. You know, we would take those. They have little seeds in them, maybe about 6 seeds in the type I had. And I would nibble around that rose hip and spit the seeds out. For some reason, don't ask me why. Whereas now I could take that machine that I'm using now, and I could just throw the whole thing in. And what I would have is even more nutrition than I would have sitting there nibbling them off. It's interesting to parallel the two different lives now. And it's more than interesting. It is my life, right? So you're right, George. You started the show out with the urban and the rural, but you know it's in some ways the same thing, because all of you who are living without electricity probably can't have a radio show, but you're not online. But you're already either doing these things or you're reading about it, and it's just thrilling to be here. Seriously, on George's show and being able to parallel the two lives at my age. It's phenomenal. And so, I don't know. It's a wonderful thing. Life is absolutely amazing.
And Linda, you have a very large amount of devoted followers, because I get nothing but positive feedback all the time. They're very interested. We have a results-oriented format and content in this program. What the economy is tanking, we're in going to be in for some tough times. What do we do about it? Well, here's something concretely you can do about it to protect yourself and your family. And we're right towards the end of the program here, but again, I would urge you to, if you haven't already done so, go to Linda's website, which is ofthefield.com, and order the, in my opinion, the best deal is the whole enchilada. And they will give you supplementary and complementary information, because the DVD complements the book, the books, etc., and the Wild Food Survival Cards complement both. So, again, ofthefield.com. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, George. See you next week, I hope.
All right.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.